Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu karahati syurbi min famil qirbah wa nahwiha wa bayani annahu karahatun tanzihun la tahrim. This is a chapter on being makruh of drinking water or anything from the mouth of a utensil. And it also, this chapter explains that it is makruh tanzihi, it's undesirable, la tahrim, it's not prohibited to do so. النبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن اختناث الأسقية يعني أن تكسر أفواهها ويشرب منها متفق عليه. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade folding the mouth of the water skins. They used to drink water, and the containers of the water would be water skins, water bags. So these leather bags, they used to have the water to cool in those water skins or leather bags. And they had the mouth of the bag from which they would pour out the water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the Sahaba from folding the mouths of the water skins inside out. In other words, folding the back their mouth and drinking directly from them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يشرب من في السقاء أو القربة متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade drinking from the mouth of a water skin. Now, what is meant by this is these water skins, water bags which had the water within it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited the Sahaba from drinking directly from these utensils which were closed. In other words, they could not see from outside what was inside. So by pouring out the water into another container, into a cup, into a jug, into a glass, a person is able to see what he's pouring into that glass. And if a person just drinks directly from the mouthpiece without pouring it into some container by folding the mouthpiece inside out and then just drinking it, then some harmful insect could be inside there or something which is going to cause some problem to the person. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply explained the Sahaba that do not do this, pour it into some container and then drink it. Now, at times it is some container and we cannot see the inside of the container and we just drink from there, similar thing will apply. We should pour it into some smaller container and we can see what the contents are. Perhaps something has fallen inside that main container, the big container, and we could remove that harmful thing. Another explanation some ulama give, that by drinking in this way, then a person is going to drink directly from this huge utensil and then the liquid will gush out with force and this can cause him to choke and it cause him some physical problems. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the Sahaba from doing so. وعن أم ثابت كبشت بنت ثابت أخت حسان بن ثابت رضي الله عنها قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فشرب من في قربة معلقة قائما فقمت إلى فيها فقطعته. رواه الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. وإنما قطعتها لتحفظ موضع فم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتبرك به وتصونه عن الابتذال. هذا الحديث محمول على بيان الجواز والحديثان سابقان لبيان الأفضل والأكمل والله أعلم. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Umm Thabit Kabasha, the daughter of Thabit, and she was the sister of Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the famous poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she explained, she says, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi entered upon me and he drank from the mouth of this water skin which was hanging and he stood and drank. So after he did so, I went and I cut that water piece, the water mouth, the place where the water was coming out. And the reason why ulama give this is that she did this to protect the exact spot where Rasulullah placed his Mubarak lips on, so that it does not just become thrown into some dustbin and just thrown away. So she could protect the exact spot where Rasulullah placed his Mubarak lips and she then kept it. Now in this hadith, we are seeing opposite of what Rasulullah mentioned previously, that he forbade the Sahaba from drinking directly from this water skin by just folding this, the mouth backwards and drinking directly from them. Here in this hadith, Rasulullah did this himself and he stood and drank water. There's another masala, inshallah, the chapter will be coming. But the point here is, therefore, ulama explain, and the Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi mentioned in the beginning, in the heading, that it is makruh to do so, but makruh tanzihi, not tahrimi. The two types, categories of makruh. For our simple understanding, makruh tanzihi is a lighter makruh, makruh tahrimi is a heavier makruh, which is almost haram. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any action, if he forbade it, and then he did it himself, maybe once or twice, this is ulama say for bayan of jawaz, to explain that such an action, although it is not preferable, not desirable, but it is permissible. So a person won't be sinful. So here, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. Why did he do this? Perhaps sometimes there may be no other utensils available, and the person is thirsty, and this is the only way to drink water. Then it will be permissible for him to drink from a closed utensil, and because he's compelled to do so. And some ulama say that in the initial stages this was permissible, but Rasulullah later abrogated this permission. Nonetheless, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, as I mentioned, he says it is makruh tanzihi, undesirable, it's a lighter makruh, yet it is permissible to do so. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.